We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 13. Separate Dying Embers. Part 2 of 3.
Get your hands off me!
Datu, come on, he just wants to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk with him. You think about that?
They're doing great down there. Hey, what are you doing with him?
How's Lizzie? Is it working?
Yeah, a few people are spraying it down, and it's contained mostly in the stairwell. But the fire, Michael, it's keeping more from rushing in here. If they get past it, we're in trouble.
Can someone please tell me why I'm even here?
I found it!
Great. Now that you found the ammo, you're going to be on your way now, right?
Not that, but Datu, old buddy. I got it!
You got nothing. This maintenance man has nothing to say to you. Now, if you excuse me, I was leading some people in prayer.
Look, I'm sorry, and I'll say it 1,000 times over. At a later time, but I promise, I need to know something now.
I'm not getting out of here! Huh? See this word?
Sure. Call me all those things, that's fine. Datu.
I'm listening.
You know about the missing stuff, right?
Yes. And I told Riley, I didn't take anything.
You had the key to my room and to Riley's shop, didn't you?
Michael, the water tank only has so much.
All right, come on, we need to hurry this shit up.
Yes, but I had it in the key locker. I swear again, I didn't take anything. And all my keys were still in there when I got back. And I wasn't even here.
But Bill was. He knew about the locker, didn't he?
Yes, but he didn't have...
Is this the key to your lockbox?
How did you get that?
Bill had a copy. Who knows for how long? It is his building, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what? So Bill stole everything? He's the traitor? That doesn't make any sense.
There's no way that Bill would have called the Maulers. He would barely trust us.
Anyone is capable of anything. How well did you know him? None of us did.
Well, hey, Bert, if he was, then where's all of our stuff?
Yeah, a bag of chips is hardly what's missing.
I don't know. I didn't see anything else up here. But that's a long way to go, tucking stuff under your arm. Someone would have seen him.
Yeah. So there is no way that Bill could have done it. I mean, we searched up here. There's nothing here. Well, I guess we're done.
Unless... Oh!
Go, boy! Go! He's got the scent!
Shut up, Bert!
What is it, Datu?
We hooked up the elevator to the generator to bring the dirt and the supplies for the garden up. We turned off the breaker, but Bill saw us. That asshole knew about it!
Oh my God!
Eureka!
I knew it was still in the building.
Move! Ammo!
Feel that? All of a sudden, we got a chance.
Yeah, nice to have a fresh set of Shirley's by his side. Who's afraid now, Angel?
Look at this. He took all our ammo up here, even the stuff he wouldn't use. Look, here's all the saw ammo.
Figures. If he would have told us about this, maybe he wouldn't have ended up like he did. Serves him right!
Hey! Watch your tongue. He was down there fighting alongside us till the bitter end.
Then why didn't he tell us sooner?
Maybe he was afraid of what we might do to him.
Whatever. But we have all this. Now, what are we gonna do?
Those things have been gnawing at the bit to get at us.
I say we start fighting back.
Anymore. It's just dribbling out.
Damn it! The tank's getting lower. We're losing pressure. Cut off your valve. All right. All right, everyone else, start grabbing buckets and head to the bathtubs. They're all filled.
All right. You and you, this way.
Lizzie!
Lizzie, we need you up... We need you upstairs.
I'm a little busy here.
Liz, I'll take your hose. Go, go.
All right, just a minute. Let me go shut off another valve. Michael, better have a plan by now.
Well...
Great.
Where's Saul?
Down the hall and he's in the door. Why?
We need his saw.
His what?
you know, the... his machine gun. Oh, God. He didn't leave it downstairs, did he?
No. He had it in his backpack. We put it in there with Kelly.
Kelly! Kelly?
You can lower your rifle.
Sorry. You never know.
Whatever.
Look, I just came for this. How's he doing?
As long as I keep pressure tight here, I'm told he'll hold on. So that's what I'm doing.
All right, well, thank you. I have to go, but I'm sorry about earlier.
Go on, don't worry about me. Que sera, sera.
Okay, I'll be back. Oh, wait, we found all the ammo. We actually have a chance to get through this.
Que sera, sera.
Yeah.
I can't carry the saw. You might as well take it.
I don't think this is going to work.
Just ignore him.
Well, it's been a while since I used one of these. It wasn't standard issue when I was in.
But you still know how to use it?
Well, of course I do. It's been a while. But I'm sure it'll come back to me.
All right, well, I'm obviously in no shape to go down there with you.
Understood. But as long as Angel and Lizzie cover me while I reload, I think we might have enough time. We're all betting that it isn't empty.
It probably is.
You know what? I'm gonna... No matter what you say, it's all right.
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna just run away when you're down there.
I guess you're just gonna have to trust me.
Really? Because a minute ago you were about to leave us.
And then we opened the elevator and there everything was. He kept it all to himself.
What an ass. After all that... Wait, what? So what are we... What's going on?
All right, so here's my plan.
Our plan. I remembered it was down there.
Our water tank isn't enough to put it out, right?
Yeah, I know that.
We'll call it luck or whatever you want, but the Maulers left behind something that might just save us. Okay, well, it's not on this side, but the fire truck's downstairs. They were going to use it to get inside, but the onslaught happened before they could get their ladders close to our balcony.
I'm telling you, it's probably empty.
So you need me to help you out.
And Angel. I need a couple of able bodies to try and hook up the hoses, and then cover me while I switch belts and a saw here. You know, pipes and pumps, and you can shoot pretty good.
But I can't. I'm the only one in the building who knows how the tank is run. I can keep the hoses going. No one else knows how our water system works.
Fine. Then, Angel, go get someone else you trust. We're running out of time. And grab Saul's rope and his pack.
All right, I'm on it.
Wait, do any of you even know how fire trucks work?
I know you gotta get power to the pump from the cab and hook it up from there. We'll do what we can.
What about Datu? Doesn't he know these sorts of things?
Oh, I don't think he's in any condition.
Lizzie, we're out on the 5th and 6th floors.
Okay. Good luck, guys.
We got this.
There's still a chance.
No, there's not.
Datu, you know the gas cans by the generator?
They're empty.
Well, siphon gas out of the generator. Maybe we could use those out there. Just throw them out and shoot them. Keep them off the truck.
Fine. But that's not going to work.
Just go do it and quit arguing with me.
Well, wish us luck.
Oh, don't worry. You're not going it alone. I'll be giving you cover fire from above. I can manage with an M16 if I use the rail.
With that arm? Make sure you don't hit us.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of that.
This is not a time to joke.
Joking?
All right, now stop it. You're freaking me out.
readied myself on the edge of the balcony of the sixth floor, as Bert and Angel prepped the rope to rappel from the fifth floor down to the ladder of the fire truck below. It was too far away for them to get into the tower, but where we'd be coming from, we'd be landing right on top of it.
All right, let's make sure it's tight. I weigh a little bit more than you do, remember?
Thought you said you'd stake your life on this.
Well, it's different now. Our odds have changed.
Well, they're gonna change back real soon if that thing's dry.
Man, look at them all down there.
This is crazy.
Well, not too crazy. The top of that fire truck down there is at least 10 feet off the ground. If we stay in the back or in the cab, we can manage. We'll be out of reach.
I'm here, Angel.
Her? This is who you trust?
With my life. Several times over.
Thanks for your confidence, but you could have chosen someone else for this one. It's a long way down now, isn't it?
It's only a few stories down to the fire truck ladder.
But a few stories below that is the ground. I can add, you know.
Look, I hate this too, but if we pull this off, this is the metal of all metals right here. We're damn near throwing ourselves in front of incoming fire to save our platoon.
We're running out of time. Hurry up.
All right. Grab the rope. In case it slips out, all right?
This isn't like the zip line, is it?
No. Try to rappel the best you can. That is, without burning your hands. We're gonna need them down there.
I haven't done this since basic.
You brass babies never cease to amaze me.
All right, I got you. Just in case.
Michael, watch my back.
Bert, one's coming up the ladder. It sees you. Damn, another.
I'm down. Come on, you guys. I'll clear the deck.
All right. Riley, I'm going first. I'll catch you if something...
Something?
Nothing is gonna happen.
Move your ass!
All right!
All right, Riley, come on!
Riley, go! Go on!
I can't!
Go! Hurry!
You can do it! Come on!
I can't! I'm sorry, I can't!
Just close your eyes and go!
No, I can't!
Go on!
You'll be fine! I'm right here!
Go!
Alright! Alright! I'm coming!
I gotcha!
We gotta stop meeting like this!
Get ready to cover me! I'm almost out!
Alright, go for it!
One by one, a new one would figure out a way to climb up the side of the fire truck, and we would shoot it off. Those bodies fell back onto the crowd, slowing down anyone trying to climb up. I could see why Bert was so confident in their safety. The cab of the fire truck was well sealed, and Angel and Riley would be able to maneuver easily without coming in contact with anyone below. At first, it took some time for Bert to change the old belt of ammunition, but he seemed to get the hang of it soon. Angel, Riley, and my rifle weren't enough to hold them back. That saw was our only chance for success.
All right, I'm loaded! Now get to the cab! And get this thing going! I got your back!
All right, Riley, through the window in the back of the cab. Now climb through. Oh, damn! Bert, you missed that one!
Hey, I'm doing what I can!
Angel, get in!
All right, so how do I turn it on?
Well, get to the driver's seat and start it up.
All right. No keys?
Bert was right, okay? It's exactly like the Hummer. First, put it in neutral. Okay?
Yeah.
Now flip that switch to start the engine.
All right. What's next? Well, one of these switches turn on the pump, you think?
Right,
right?
Yes. Help.
Oh, no.
Flip them all. I don't know.
Not that one.
Oh, God, great. Now just let everybody know we're here.
I think they already know.
You ass. Thanks for the warning. Hey, I need cover. Get back out here!
Keep trying. I'll go help him, and then I'll get the hose going, all right?
Angel, cover me! Now!
I need to reload, too! I think I'm...
There's one more set! Got it!
Me too!
Hey, you focus on getting that pump going. I'll do this. I only got 3 belts left. You better figure this stuff out faster.
All right. Well, I gotta hook up the hose on this side.
What? The side of the truck? There's a lot of those things around there. That's damn near on the ground.
We have no choice.
All right, step back.
Heavy.
Wait down there, just that one.
God, there's so many knobs. How do you know which one?
Just go with your gut.
Okay, all right, that should hold it.
All right, give me off.
Okay, I'm up.
All right, now get ready to cover me, you guys.
I will. Riley, get that hose up the ladder.
Well, this is heavy.
2 belts left after this one.
Riley, this is coming down to that level. Pass the hose up to her.
I have to get that first.
Got it. Now, help her out!
All right. All right, Riley, I'm right behind you.
I'm here! Tie the hose to the rope and pull it up.
Angel, tie it down. I'll go get ready to start the pump.
Okay, go.
Take that, you little bastard.
Guys, I have those fuel drums.
Awesome. Just hold on, yeah. Tattoo. Grab Michael's rope and lower them down here.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, yeah. The hose is on there. Pull it up! Okay!
Angel, the barrel's getting hot!
We're almost done. Hang in there, Bert. They got the hose. Get ready to turn it on.
Clear me a path through the controls on the side.
Wait, you sure you turned it on in the cab?
Yeah.
It has power?
Yeah, I turned them all on, but there was one.
Yeah.
With the blue symbol. I think that's it.
All right, Missy. You ready? Angel, help her down!
Ready!
Boy, you never look so good! Oh, yeah!
Good enough! Go!
Here you go! Yeah, you too!
It says it has pressure. Anything in the hose?
No! It's flat!
Come on, stop, Ted!
I have to shut it off! We hooked it up to the wrong one!
Well, that wasn't the switch!
Guys, we're out of water in our reserve! Hurry!
Just hold on!
Get back up here! Hands up!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Be sure to join the Facebook group for updates and information on the podcast. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store. Keyword, We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Mike Robertson and K.C. Whalen. This chapter was written by K.C. Whalen. Associate producer, Jason Scott. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.